Welcome to the Ryan Opera Center Recital Series, presented by WFMT Chicago. This unique series of recitals, generously supported by Julie and Roger Basquez, offers the young singers from the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago with the opportunity to perform and broadcast a wide range of vocal repertoire. I'm Colin Ewer, your host for the series. Today, we're welcoming you to a Liederabend. A Liederabend, or Evening of Art Songs, was a popular form of entertainment dating back to the 18th century. Long before the days of radio, television, movies, and computers, people would gather around a piano in someone's home and either listen or participate in an evening of song, composed by the greatest song composers of the time. Our Liederabend opens with one of the most charming and beloved of all songs, Felix Mendelssohn's setting of Heinrich Heine's poem Auf Flügeln des Gesanges, On Wings of Song. On wings of song, I will carry you away to the fields by the Ganges, my beloved. There, in a moonlit garden, red with the glow of blooms, we'll lie under the palm tree and dream our blissful dreams. Here to perform it is Julianne Miller, accompanied by Craig Terry. Felix Mendelssohn's beautiful song, On Wings of Song, was performed there by Julianne Miller and Craig Terry. Next, we're going to hear two songs in which the singer is required to use their voice to portray more than one character. Robert Schumann composed his song cycle, Liederkreis, settings of poems by Joseph Eichendorff, in 1840. In the third of the cycle's 12 songs, Waldesgespräch, Conversation in the Wood, we encounter a young bride riding alone through a cold, dark wood. Suddenly, she's confronted by a strange being. "My heart has been broken by the deceit and cunning of men," the being's eerie voice tells her. "Fly from me, you don't realize who I am." Horror-struck, the young bride recognizes the strange being as the witch called Lorelei. "You recognize me well. It's late, it's cold, and you'll never leave this wood again," the witch tells her. Waldesgespräch is preceded by one of Karl Löwe's great dramatic ballads, Odin's Meeresritt oder der Schmied von Helgoland, Odin's Sea Ride or the Smith of Helgoland. With this ballad, composed in 1851, Löwe returned to the dark, foreboding world of Scandinavian folklore. One stormy evening, Master Olaf is interrupted from his work by a knock at his door. Opening it, he encounters a tall, menacing stranger, dressed in black armor. "Hurry," the stranger tells him, "my black steed needs a shoe and I have far to go." Master Olaf takes the shoe in his hand, but it's too small. Suddenly, the shoe begins to grow in size so that it will fit the horse's hoof. "Well, Master Olaf, you have shoed Odin's steed," the stranger tells him. "Now I must leave for battle." Horse and rider are soon charging away over the sea and land, followed at a distance by 12 eagles. So here to sing Odin's Meeresritt is Richard Oyarsaba, and Waldesgespräch is Adam Bonanni. They're accompanied by Ryan Opera Centre apprentice coach Maureen Zoltek.
Meister Olaf, der Schmied auf Helgoland, verlässt den Amboss um Mitternacht. Es heulet der Wind am Meeresstrand, da pocht es an seine Türe mit Macht. Heraus, 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 beschlag mit mein Ross, ich muss noch weit und der Tag ist nah. Meister Olaf öffnet der Türe Schloss und ein stattlicher Reiter steht vor ihm da. Schwarz ist sein Panzer, sein Helm und Schild, an der Hüfte hängt ihm ein breites Schwert. Sein Rappe schüttet die Mähne gar wild und starrt mit Ungeduld die Irrt. Woher so spät? Wohin so schnell? In Norden eicher die Köstern ein, mein Pferd ist rasch, die Nacht ist hell. Vor der Sonne muss ich in Norwegen sein. Hättet ihr Flügel, so glaubt ich's gern. Ein Rapper, der läuft wohl mit dem Wind, doch bleichet schon da und dort ein Stern. Drum her mit dem Eisen und mach geschwind. Meister Olaf nimmt das Eisen zur Hand. Es ist zu klein. Da dehnt es sich aus. und wie es wächst und des Hofes Rand, dann ergreifen den Meister Bang und Graus. Der Reiter zieht auf, es klirrt sein Schwert. Nun, Meister, auf gute Nacht. Wohl hast du beschlagen Odins Pferd. Ich eile hinüber zur blutigen Schlacht. Der Rappe schießt fort über Land und Meer. Odins Haupt erglänzet ein Licht. 12 Adler fliegen hinter ihm her. Sie fliegen schnell und erreichen ihn nicht.
Robert Schumann's song Waldesgespräch and Karl Löwe's song Odin's Meeresritt, performed there by Adam Bonanni and Richard Oyarzabal. The pianist was Maureen Zoltek. Our Liederabend continues with two songs composed by Franz Schubert, one of the towering giants of the genre. In 1827, Schubert composed his song cycle Winterreise, Winter's Journey, a setting of 24 poems by Wilhelm Muller. Winterreise is undoubtedly the greatest song cycle composed in the German language. Its poems tell of the fortunes of a poet who sings about the girl who has broken his heart. As the cycle progresses, the poet becomes more and more dejected as he suffers feelings of loneliness and delusional happiness, culminating in his longing for death. The cycle opens with the song Gute Nacht, Good Night. On a moonlit winter's night, the poet leaves his sweetheart's house. His sweetheart, the daughter of the house, encouraged by her mother, had led him to believe that they would marry. However, she's fallen in love with someone else. Writing goodnight on their door, the poet departs quietly, his footsteps leaving a path in the snow. The second song is Das Wirtshaus, the inn. The weary poet has arrived at an inn, which in reality is a graveyard. The wreaths in the graveyard, which to the poet are the tavern, sign, welcome him in. Here he hopes to rest forever. However, the inn is full, so the poet is forced to travel onwards. Here's John Irvin, accompanied by Craig Terry, to perform Gute Nacht and Das Wirtshaus.
Fremd bin ich eingezogen, fremd zieh ich wieder aus. Der Mai war mir gewogen mit manchem Blumenstrauß. Das Mädchen sprach von Liebe, die Mutter gar von ihr. Das Mädchen sprach von Liebe, die Mutter gar von ihr. Nun ist die Welt so trübe, der Weg gehielt im Schnee.
Schreib ihm vor.
dich hab ich gedacht, an dich hab ich gedacht.
Mein treuer Wanderer.
John Irvin, accompanied by Craig Terry, performed Gute Nacht and Das Wirtshaus, two songs from Franz Schubert's song cycle, Winterreise. One important aspect for singers studying on the Ryan Opera Center program is the opportunity to work and study with some of today's most accomplished singers. In preparation for this recording, the singers studied their repertoire with Danish baritone Bo Skofus. Apart from appearing with the world's leading opera companies and orchestras, Bo Skofus is also a highly acclaimed recitalist. So to work with him on the songs being performed today was an exciting and unique experience for the Ryan Opera Center singers. I'm delighted to welcome Bo Skofus now. Throughout your distinguished career, you've performed in opera, in concert, and in recital. How important is the genre of recital, and how does it affect the other two?
Well, for me, it was always important to sing recitals. Also, during my studies, I was probably one of the only one doing that. First of all, there's so many wonderful songs, and it is finally things that are written for piano and voice. If you sing opera arias, it's always transcriptions, and you miss the orchestra, so it's really something that is originally written for that. Here in recitals, there's nothing else than a person standing in front of you, and there's no costumes, there's no scenery, there's nothing going on. So if you don't understand the text, then it's very bad somehow. So I think your pronunciation and your way of being totally straight with the text is very important in this genre. For me, it was at least. And also you have a direct approach to the audience. You know, if you sing opera, you always have the opera pit in between you, and there's like a gap. So you really don't get to the audience. And here, it's often in very small halls, you know, with 200 people sitting and listening. And you cannot, you know, hide behind a big costume and a hat and a wig and something like that. It's you standing there, and you have to approach that audience, and you have to make them feel what you are singing also. Of course, if you do a cycle like Winterreise, it's, you know, it's a psychological statement through all the songs. It's not always easy, but it's worth trying.
You coached the Ryan Opera Center singers on the repertoire that is being broadcast today. What aspects of German lieder singing did you focus on with them?
Always text. I always used to say that a text has inspired the composer to compose what they compose. It's not the other way around. This is really the text, and it has to be the most important thing, that we understand what they're singing. And also the way of the songs are set with the text, that brings the music for me also. And if you do the text right, then the music is there, because these composers, they're so brilliant in composing that if you speak the text right, the music is underneath somehow. It's so clear.
Let's get back to Winterreise. You're going to sing Der Wegweiser, the signpost from the cycle. Can you talk a little bit about Winterreise itself and then tell us what the song is about?
Winterreise is a kind of journey you go on with yourself. Something has happened to this person. The first song starts out that everything was actually okay. He thought everything was okay. The mother of the girl was speaking about marriage, and everything was fine until the girl finds another one. And that brings him totally out of control, and all these songs come again where he still comes back to the theme that he doesn't understand what has happened to him. And it goes so far that the only thing what really lasts for him is death, that he actually comes to a graveyard and he said, oh, finally I feel at home, but not even here there's any place for me, because all the tombs are full. There's no place. I can't stay here. I have to go on again. You have this feeling that there's nothing left, not even death is worthy.
So tell us now about Der Wegweiser.
That's the song where he comes and he sees these signposts leading somewhere, but it leads in nowhere. And he says, it's a one-way street that I'm on. There's no way back. And nobody has gone that way that I'm going and has come back from it. you can call it what you want. I mean, maybe he's not dying, but maybe he's being insane or something. He's losing his mind. But he says, at least in this song, he wants to walk for himself and only in one direction, the direction that goes to death.
Let's hear Der Wegweiser now. Here is Bo Skufus accompanied by Craig Terry.
Was vermeid ich denn die Wege, wo die anderen wandern gehen? Versteckte Stiege durch verschneite Felsen erhöht. Suche mir versteckte Stiege durch verschneite Felsen erhöht, durch Felsen erhöht. Habe ja noch nichts begangen, dass ich Menschen es wollte scheuen, dass ich Menschen es wollte scheuen. Welch ein törichtes Verlangen treibt mich in die Wüsteneien, treibt mich in die Wüsteneien. Weiser stehen auf die Wegen, weisen auf die Städte zu. Und ich wandre sonder Maßen, ohne Ruh und suche Ruh. Und ich wandre sonder Maßen, ohne Ruh und suche Ruh. Und einen Weiser sich stehen, unverrückt vor meinem Blick. Eine Straße muss ich gehen, eine Straße muss ich gehen, die noch keiner ging zurück. Einen Weiser sich stehen, unverrückt vor meinem Blick. Eine Straße muss ich gehen, die noch keiner ging zurück. Die noch keiner ging zurück.
Schubert's song Der Wegweiser from his cycle Winterreise, performed there by Bo Skufus, accompanied by Craig Terry. Let's lighten the mood now and leave the dark, brooding world of Schubert behind. Here's one of Johannes Brahms' charming tongue-in-cheek duets, Die Schwestern, The Sisters. We two sisters, beauties both, are identical in every way. If you braid our brown hair together, it's impossible to tell one from the other. Dressed alike, singing together, we walk hand in hand in the meadow. Oh, you two sisters, beauties both, how the tables have turned. You've fallen in love with the same young man. And now, the song's over. Here to sing Die Schwestern by Johannes Brahms is Emily Birsan and Janae Bridges. They're accompanied by Craig Terry. The Sisters by Johannes Brahms, performed there by Emily Bersan, Janae Bridges, and Craig Terry. Next, we're going to hear two songs dating from the early 20th century, the first by Joseph Marx and the second by Alban Berg. Ecstatic love is the theme of Joseph Marx's song, Hat dich die Liebe berührt, if love has touched you. If love has touched you, even in the midst of noisy crowds, you'll walk on a golden cloud guided by God. While others enjoy their pleasures, you have one desire only. You gently suppress your elation, trying in vain to deny life's crown, which joyfully adorns your brow. This is followed by Die Nachtigall, the Nightingale, the third of Alban Berg's Sieben Frühe Lieder, composed between 1905 and 1908. It happened because the nightingale sang all night long. Her sweet voice made the roses bloom. Until recently, the young girl was as carefree as a wild flower, but now she walks deep in thought, not knowing what to think. It happened because the nightingale sang all night long. So now let's hear Joseph Marx's song, Hat dich die Liebe berührt, sung by Laura Wilde, and then Alban Berg's Die Nachtigall, sung by Janae Bridges. The pianist is Maureen Zortek.
Thank you.
Two early 20th century songs, Joseph Marx's Hat dich die Liebe berührt, sung by Laura Wilde, and Die Nachtigall by Alban Berg, sung there by Jeanette Bridges. The pianist was Maureen Zoltek. We conclude this Liederabend, performed by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago, with three songs by Richard Strauss. You tell me that I should name the queen of my heart, but you're fools, because I know her even less than you. You ask me about the color of her eyes, the sound of her voice, how she dances. What do I know about it? You might as well ask me what I know about the sun. What do I know? Nichts, nothing. Nichts is followed by Traum durch die Dämmerung, dreaming through the twilight. In the twilight, through meadows full of jasmine bushes, the young man journeys to meet his sweetheart. as if drawn by a velvet thread, he travels to the land of love. The final song is Wie sollten wir geheim? How shall we keep it secret? How shall we keep this joy that envelops us secret? We two people are in love. When two people are in love, nature is infused by euphoria. Their love causes the stream to rush more sweetly and May to bloom and sparkle. So here are three songs by Richard Strauss. Nichts is sung by Emily Bersan, and Traum durch die Dämmerung and Wie sollten wir geheim by Will Liverman. Maureen Zoltek and Craig Terry are the pianists.
Ich sollten wir geheim sie halten, die Seligkeit, die er schon wird, nein, bis in seine tiefsten Falten sei allen unser Herz enthielt. Wenn dein Liebe sich gefunden, geht jubeln hin durch Natur, in langen, wundervollen Stunden, legt sich der Tag auf Wald und Flur. Selbst das Reich der Burschenstadt, die ein Jahrtausend Liebe liegt, steigt nur in des Wiefers grüne Flamme,
with these three songs by Richard Strauss, performed by Emily Bersan, Will Liverman, and pianists Maureen Zoltek and Craig Terry, we've reached the end of this Liederabend, given by singers from the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. It was performed by Julianne Miller, Adam Bonanni, Richard Oyosaba, John Irvin, Emily Bersan, Janae Bridges, Laura Wilde, and Will Liverman. The pianists were Craig Terry and Ryan Opera Centre apprentice coach Maureen Zoltek. Special thanks to today's guest, Bo Skoufos, not only for his coaching of the Ryan Opera Centre singers, but for his marvellous performance of Der Wegweiser from Winterreise. These recitals are made possible due to the generosity of Julian Roger Basquez. Thanks to Craig Terry, the music director, and Dan Novak, the director of the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Pollan is the producer of the series, and Christopher Willis is the music producer. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thank you for listening to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on 98.7 WFMT.